healthy life.
Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program here. The program being the live Independence Day edition of the show, or Johnson would say it's Dependence Day. That's what Americans are actually celebrating today. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I would suggest that many Americans don't even know what they're celebrating today.
Give us more stuff, Mommy and Daddy government.
There's probably some general feeling, aura of nationalism, flag-waving sort of feeling that people get. But I don't know. I really would like to know from like a man-on-the-street interview thing or maybe some sort of scientific poll how many people actually understand what this day is supposed to be, originally was about, Independence Day.
I think it doesn't really matter what it was originally about. You ask a question, what are they celebrating? They're celebrating three colors, red, white, and blue. They're celebrating the concept known as America or the United States, even though America,
whatever that is,
America is a couple of continents. I mean, it's all a jumbled mess, but it doesn't matter whether or not it's a jumbled mess. It is, and this is what they're celebrating. They're celebrating the military.
How great the government is, because it protects me, it keeps me safe.
And no one does that.
It's going to give me free health care, and
nobody
it gives
does
me
that.
Free police protection. And
that's what a lot
services.
Of these people think.
It's all free. Well, it's not. Taxes are... I just pay them dutifully, but those services are free.
People do celebrate the U.S. government, Mark. I think they really do feel a warm spot in their heart for the state on a day like this. Even if on any other day they might actually be somewhat critical of the state in certain ways, today's a day where that kind of washes away for folks, and they really get a warm mom apple pie kind of sensation.
Well, they should. Today is the date of the established, basically the celebration of the establishment of the United States government. That's what it's a celebration of. But frankly, I think it's more of a celebration of its military. And we had a guy call in, I think it was on Veterans Day or whichever, Memorial Day. That's the one before summer there, just recently, and said, well, the people in the military only get one day. Really? What about, what's Memorial Day, what's Veterans Day, what's July 4th, what's Armed Services Day, what's Flag Day? What exactly, I mean, there's 5 days for the U.S. military, there's, well, one for everything else.
I like the people that sing like that, Oh Beautiful, For Spacious Skies, For Amber Waves of Grain. Yeah, that,
I like
song.
That song. I love that song, yeah.
Yeah,
America
song,
Beautiful.
Yeah, that song that's based on the British National Anthem.
Well, no,
it's like an exact copy.
No, that's Hail to the Chief is a copy of God Save the Queen.
Is that? Okay.
And,
am I singing the wrong song? But
and the Star Spangled Banner is a British drinking song.
I'm not thinking of the Star Spangled Banner. I thought I was thinking of the one that's all beautiful, for Amber Way's game, for of grain.
Well, go ahead and look it up and see if you find you don't have your computer in front of you.
Just a phone, but yeah, I thought that was the song.
I don't believe so.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Your call tonight does not have to be about the various different activities today. There were some pictures being posted on Facebook of certain people doing protesty sorts of things. I spent way too much time on Facebook today, and it was only just a few days ago that I was bemoaning how much time I spent on Facebook, but at the same time pointing out that I love Facebook. There are certain things that I love about it and certain things that I hate about it. I was in a love-hate mood with Facebook today where, while I was spending most of my time liking what I was doing on Facebook, there were a lot of times, I was posting on this these various different event pages and promoting the Free State Project as a solution for people who are really disappointed with the liberty activism today.
I came up with an idea today that I thought was genius. Of course, I thought it was genius because I came up with it.
Of course.
But I wish that I had come up with it a month ago. But what I thought would be great is to do some sort of an Independence Day thing to spin it as though today is the day to declare independence from Facebook.
Wouldn't that be nice?
To get everyone posting on another social media service, preferably, I think, would be Google Plus.
Plus doesn't have the same functions that Facebook
does. It's got
does.
Most of them. It's got most of them.
Really? Can you make an event on Google Plus?
I think so. I know you can make groups and stuff like that. And you can make, I think it's tied into calendars, Google Calendar.
It's so, just yeah, so hard to do that, Johnson. I mean, we've got like 250 likes on Google Plus and 10,000 on Facebook.
But if everybody started using Google Plus all at once, if a lot of people
You know, Johnson, if you can only find three people and they find three people and they find three people.
Well, no, what I'm suggesting is that the reason why people go to Google Plus and then they leave because there's not enough people posting at any given time. But if everybody kind of started, or even if you had a significant portion of people all using it at the same time,
maybe you should make a Facebook event
and just keep going.
Maybe you should make a Facebook event to promote Google Plus.
Are you really trying to come up with an event that would somehow market the world's largest marketing company's social networking site? Screw them and their site.
Here's the reason why I like Google more than Facebook, because Facebook and Microsoft both like to hand over information to the government, and Google actually fights it. And actually,
I'm with you on that.
You know, reports about how many people are
they don't fight it hard enough.
They fight it pretty hard.
I want the encrypted social networking site. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, that'd be real successful. That makes perfect sense because everybody encrypts their stuff. That would gain a lot of traction.
All right. So,
and by the way, that's kind of what was it? Not Dawalla. That's a payment gateway. What was the one that was like the open source?
Diaspora.
Yep.
If Google, the world's largest marketing organization, can't make their social networking site work, even if you do, they still won't pay you.
No,
so it's nonsense.
No, the intent was not to get paid. The intent is just Facebook. I hate Facebook so much. And I know it's going to happen eventually. Facebook is going to die.
They can't stay on top forever.
No, they can't. And it's coming soon. I just feel it. Everybody, more and more people talking about how much they hate Facebook.
Well, we're starting to post on Google Plus now, we didn't do that. And that was because of when Facebook banned us from their service for several days when I decided, all right, maybe we should figure out this Google Plus thing. So we now actually have content posting there, so maybe we'll be more likely to get more likes on Google Plus. I don't object to Google Plus. It's just I can't pull myself away from Facebook. And you've got a news story tonight, Johnson, about this subject of Facebook addiction.
Like you.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me more.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with the story, but I like to talk about dissenting opinions. And well, I particularly hate natural news, so I just thought I'd I thought I'd read this article just to make myself angry. So the title of the article right off the bat: worse than meth. Facebook is altering your mind and turning you into a slave.
Hmm.
You know, it's...
I don't know if I'm a slave, but...
You're a slave, Ian, you're a slave.
I definitely have a problem.
Servant. All right, are online social media sites like Facebook, Google+, and others as addictive as some drugs, like meth? Yes, say an increasing number of social observers and experts. What does that mean? See, that's why I love...
An increasing number.
What's a social observer?
Well, an increasing number of... Whatever it is, an increasing number of them could be 1 to 2 or 0 to 1.
Right, exactly. Right?
So we found 2 people to comment up from 1, so therefore it's an increasing number.
And also, what makes them experts? Are you an ex... What's my title? Well, it says on my business card that I'm an expert social observer.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway. That's what I should. You know, I'm coming up with new business cards, and I should just put it under my name as my title, expert.
Expert.
I think it's just the funniest term. What the hell does it mean?
Actually, Mark Zuckerberg had some sort of like. Speaking of Facebook, had some sort of strange title on his like. It was like big pimpin' daddy or something like that.
He might as well.
Isn't an expert like a stranger from out of town or something like that?
That's what I. You know, I had a boss that would say that an expert's a person from out of town, and I think that's as good a definition as any. Is if you hire somebody and bring them in from out of town to tell you something, you're more likely to listen to what they say because you have something invested in that person. And they're going to go away.
They could be totally wrong.
They're going to go away. They're not going to come back. So, you know, their words tend to linger more. Whereas if you have them around and you see them making mistakes, then they're not an expert. They're a moron.
So give me more from the story here.
Well, the advice from these expert morons is step away from the computer and do it now while you still can. Don't get us wrong. We here at Natural News understand very well and appreciate the fact that we are in an internet-based publication. And while we appreciate the hundreds of thousands of daily readers we get, in no way do we believe that we are feeding an addiction. Rather, we sellers see ourselves as filling a niche.
And there is a big Facebook like button right next to that with something like 2,000 or 3,000 likes on that article. We'll come back with more here because I want to know, is this? They're saying it's like meth.
Yeah.
And I haven't been picking. I mean, I know I've got a problem, but I haven't been picking my skin off or anything like that. And I don't feel spiders crawling on me.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control, toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Hey, it's Independence Day! And a lot of people don't realize that. A lot of people call this the 4th of July, which is not an inaccurate statement, but it's not the name of the holiday that people are supposedly celebrating, although Johnson is arguing tonight that they are actually, in point of fact, celebrating Dependence Day. 855-453 is the toll-free number. And we're going to talk more about my dependence and maybe your dependence on Facebook. It's a problem. I know I've got it. Johnson, you're saying this isn't a problem. You're saying Natural News is blowing this out of proportion, comparing sure. Facebook to meth. We'll get back to that story here in moments, but first...
Quantum Vibe is a web comic. It's also, and you can go see it at quantumvibe.com. It's also a new hard copy book, Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole. It's available on shop.freetalklive.com and bigheadpress.com. It's a $15 book. If you've been to Quantum Vibe and you've seen this great science fiction web comic, and it's about more than, I think it's like 500 strips that are available there for free for you to read through. They put out a new one every single weekday. It's an incredible pace. And if you enjoy it, get the hardcover book at shop.freetalklive.com or bigheadpress.com. It's Quantum Vibe Volume 1, and you can go read the comic for free at quantumvibe.com. Scott Beezer, the author of it, he's going to be out at Freedom Fest with me, having his own table. Stop by, let him know you've heard about his ads on Free Talk Live, and check out what he's got there. It's quantumvibe.com.
By the way, I did post a video that I recorded today of a masked man with an AK-47 strapped to his back in Concord.
Does that mean you don't know who this is?
I'm not going to say.
Okay.
A masked man was speaking to the crowd through a megaphone. I did post that today because at a lot of these places, the big question was, were people going to show up with weapons? Well, in New Hampshire, it doesn't matter. Because it's totally legal to carry whatever weapon of choice you'd like, as I understand it, around on you. You know, it's probably not legal to menace somebody with said weapon, so you probably want to have it in a holster or strapped to your back or something like that. But in this case, he had an AK-47 strapped to his back. He gave the speech that was actually written by Adam Kokesh. And thus far, it's the only video footage to come out of any of these protests today. So that's available right now at freekeen.com. You can see that. And then again, our number here is 855-453. So the claim from Natural News, Johnson, is that Facebook is like meth.
Yeah, and they want everyone to unplug, except for, to read their website, because they're filling in a niche.
Right.
So they continue to say, but interactive social media sites are a different internet animal altogether, and many are beginning to see them as intrinsically harmful to society as a whole. It's been called face crack, writes philosopher, author, and lecturer David Reynoshek.
Someone called it face crack. It's petrifying.
And if you've been getting a sinking feeling when you use Facebook that you did not have as a first-time or new user, if you have a hard time with people who use it incessantly check it, such as those endlessly posting photos of their latest meal, cat experience.
I've done it.
New flame, new car, vacation. If you have been wondering if Facebook is good for you or is good for society, or have been thinking, this has got to end, then this blog post is for you.
All right, help me out. I want to end it, but I can't.
Reynoshek argues that those social sites like Google, Yahoo, and Facebook, and even online legacy media companies like the New York Times, through those sites, you are incessantly being fed products, services, and other goods, in addition to a nonstop litany of mind-altering news information and inane blather that, taken in sum, amount to an overload of your brain.
Well, I do have ad block on, so I don't get as much of the advertising on Facebook. But I think there is some level of overload of useless information, though. I think there is that. I think that's true.
Well, Brian Young of Demand Media cites a recent study by Cornell University's Stephen Strogatz, who claims that rather than making you seem more connected to others, coworkers, old friends, new acquaintances, social media sites actually make it harder for us to distinguish between meaningful relationships we actually cultivate in the real world and the plethora of casual relationships formed via social media. By focusing so much of our time and psychic energy on these less meaningful relationships, our most important connections, he fears, will weaken, writes Young.
I think there's some reason to make a statement like that. However, on the other side of things, Facebook can also strengthen relationships by allowing people who maybe otherwise wouldn't communicate to communicate and maybe even set up real-life events. I know that on Facebook here in New Hampshire, it's a very useful tool. I mean, I kind of bemoan the fact that it's a useful tool because I don't like Facebook, but it's a useful tool to organize people into doing certain things. So, for instance, I'll give you an example. Some of the Keeniacs went out today, the activists in Keene, and they went to a local watering hole, or not watering hole, but a local pond or something like that, and they went swimming together. And that was something that was organized spontaneously on a Facebook group.
I saw that. I thought about whether or not I wanted to go or not. So that could have been an in-person social interaction that I could have joined in on if I
And Facebook would have facilitated
right.
that.
And Facebook actually Facebook did facilitate me meeting a bunch of people at the recent Porkfest who I've been talking to on a nightly basis online. And I don't talk to them on Facebook. Well, I mean, we do a lot of chatting, a group of people who have gotten together. We game. We play some internet games.
Killing the zombies.
Yeah, killing zombies. Doing a lot of zombie killing. Do a lot of alien killing, too, and StarCraft. But those people, we tend to talk through a voice communication system called TeamSpeak. So it's not as impersonal as Facebook, but there is a lot of Facebook chatting. And I met a lot of these people at Porkfest recently. They all came out. So, you know, I met them through an activist, Taryn, I believe, has been on here before.
The viewpoint that Facebook is going to destroy relationships is kind of this Luddite view, right? That technology is separating
us
from
natural news?
Right. Technology is separating us from, nature. It's separating us from each other. This apparent dichotomy that on one hand it brings people closer together, but on the other hand it actually keeps them further apart. I mean, I understand the argument. I think it's probably true for some people. I think there probably are people who only, they lose themselves to Facebook and they go out less. I think that's probably true.
I think it's true, too. And I think that it can put a strain on relationships. If you're spending all your time on Facebook and your wife wants to spend some time with you, she's going to feel a little put out.
That's true with any electronic thing. Could be video games, too.
You sure could.
TV.
Yeah, absolutely.
Could be Facebook's video games.
Which you play quite a bit, from what I understand.
Gina could. So I think
how's the marriage?
It's doing fine.
Okay. Does Laura play?
She has video games she plays.
But not the same. You guys don't play the same games?
No, definitely.
Okay.
same interest.
Would never
at all.
Play the same thing as my wife.
Don't have the same interest. Sorry. But I think that it could put a strain. So it's something that you need to. I mean, a person needs to control it.
Well, there's another reason.
That's my problem.
There's another reason, according to this article. It says that another study on Facebook found that too much social media time, when you find out about how well your friends and acquaintances are doing compared to you in life, can cause anger, envy, and malcontent. So there's jealousy.
Well, that's a personal issue that you have.
Sure,
I mean, to blame Facebook for that. To blame Facebook for how you feel when you see somebody having a good time in their life that's your problem. Because if somebody's having a good time, you should feel good for that person. Hey, my friend's enjoying themselves. That's fantastic. I'm glad they feel good. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI, toll free line. What is your experience with Facebook?
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Dan has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free here. It's live Independence Day edition of the program at 855-450-FREE. We will take your calls about anything. It doesn't have to be about Facebook addiction, but we will continue that discussion here in a few moments. Also, I want to tell you about a great Bitcoin website, blockchain.info. I've got blockchain on my Android phone. Johnson, I don't know. It says here you can get it for iPhones. I don't know if you have you ever had experience with this.
I have a blockchain account. I did not. I don't believe I have an app. But
you should check the app out.
You think I need to check the app?
Yeah, because it's pretty cool. It makes it really easy to send and receive bitcoins. And on my blockchain app, I can actually hit receive, type in the U.S. dollar amount that I want. It'll automatically calculate how many bitcoins that is. And then when all they have to do is just scan the QR code that comes up, and instantly in their program, it'll have the amount that they need to send and where it needs to go and everything.
Blockchain has another feature that I used recently that's very interesting called the Block Explorer.
Yeah, where you can type in an address for Bitcoin and shows all of the transactions.
There were some folks at Porkfest that got kind of confused about their transactions. They thought they had sent somebody basically almost, a little over a Bitcoin, which is right now about $100.
No, not right now. It's down to like 70-something.
Oh, okay. Well, during Porkfest,
It was around 100 then.
So it was around 100 bucks, and they, were, that's a considerable amount of money to just have, like, where did it go?
Yeah, sure. You want to know about
that. And so, I went into the blockchain. There was, some confusing because there's multiple transactions, but I went and I helped them explore it and figure out that the transaction's like, no, you actually sent this from one of your account to one of your own accounts instead of paying the person that you were trying to. You must have scanned the wrong QR code or something like that. Help them figure it out and resolve the transaction. So that
it's incredibly useful. I mean, they've got all kinds of great features, including a free Bitcoin wallet, which is encrypted, so the website itself doesn't even have access to your account, as I understand it. So again, blockchain.info, go there, get yourself your free Bitcoin wallet, get started with Bitcoin, get the app for your cell phone, and you're set. I mean, really, you can get set up for Bitcoin receiving and sending in moments at blockchain.info. 855-450-FREE. We're talking about This story from Natural News, which we posted to our Google, Facebook, and Twitter and such, the story that is claiming that Facebook is like meth. Now, I'd say that's a bit of an exaggeration, but I can see the addiction potential for Facebook because I'll admit it, I'm hooked on it. And I make up excuses for how useful it is because it is useful. Like people are scheduling real life activism on Facebook. It's not just for, at least for me and for some of the people that use it in New Hampshire here, we're utilizing it to make a better movement. And so I feel like I can't quit, but at the same time, I know I could cut back and I don't. So I know I've got a problem. But some of the problems I have are not necessarily what is being suggested here in this article. One of the topics we just covered is there's some sort of study they're going to claim shows that people are envious of others on Facebook.
Well, apparently a study conducted jointly by two German universities found rampant envy on Facebook, the world's largest social network that now has over 1 billion users and has produced an unprecedented platform for social comparison. We were surprised by how many people have a negative experience from Facebook with envy leaving them feeling lonely, frustrated, or angry, said researcher Hannah Krasnova from the Institute of Information Systems at Berlin's Humboldt University. From our observations, some of these people will then leave Facebook or at least reduce their use of the site, she added. I guess they're saying that this comes from short-term pleasure, long-term disappointment, mind-altering experiences. So they say, yes, but is Facebook really a mind-altering experience? Absolutely.
Hang on, let's get to that in a moment here. I don't think Facebook is more likely, I don't think the use of Facebook is likely to increase someone's envy of their friends.
There have been, you know, I've actually read multiple articles about this, and the reason why this supposedly happens is if, especially if you're not doing well at a time or something, maybe you lose your job or you have a bad experience or something like that, and then you go online, most of what people tend to post is like weddings or parties or, you know.
They do post positive things, but some people post, you know, F my L or things or FNL things.
Right, exactly.
F my life. So there's, you know, some negative things on Facebook too, but ultimately, if you see people who are successful or having fun, and then you feel bad, that's your fault. It's not Facebook's fault. And
I also think, though, that one caveat that should be realized amongst the people in this room is that I think the group of users that we're in, that we typically have surrounded ourselves with on Facebook, and the activist groups in general, we are not the typical Facebook users.
What does that even mean?
What does that even mean? I think most people's relationships with other people on Facebook, I mean, I think a lot of the people in the activist, you know, in the liberty activist movement are extremely heavy Facebook users. And, extremely heavy, like, constantly on Facebook and using it for people that they actually do, even though, that, you know, activists may have hundreds of friends, they're interacting with probably more than 100 of those people in real life at times. And I think that the average Facebook user, amongst, like, the average American, has a lot of their coworkers on and is posting much, much shallower experiences on Facebook. And, you know, they're high school classmates and their coworkers. Mm. And really what they're posting is much more scared posts for the most part. And much like more shallow sort of like, oh, this is what's going on, you know, Biggest Loser. And this is what's going on, you know, such and such TV show. And what's going on.
What's that have to do with people envying others?
Well, I think that they're not using Facebook in the same way as they're using it more as like either just a show off to coworkers and family members and
not a tool.
They're not using it as a tool as much for social interaction as they are just, you know, every so often posting, you know, to a group of people who they're trying to maybe impress.
Now, how do you make the statement? I mean, what basis? Are you speculating? Do you know people like this?
I do know some people that are a little bit like this, but I am somewhat speculating just based on, I mean, you really have to think, like, the average activist is not like the average American.
That's true.
Yeah.
Average activist is willing to do something, the average American
is
not.
Also, the average activist is one, and I know there are going to be a lot of people that are just going to be like, yeah, because I know there's some other liberty shows out there that say that this is absolutely not true, but the average activist is much smarter than the average American. Period. Hands down. I don't care what any of you other liberty podcasts out there say that, libertarians think that they're smarter and they're really not. Yes, there are some dummies in the libertarian movement, but on average, most of the libertarians that I interact with have extremely high IQs, and it's obvious.
Hmm.
And these are people that are also, a lot of them, are programmers and computer people. They are using Facebook in very, very different ways from the average person. I mean,
okay, I follow you there. You
know, so I just don't think that people are using
Are you saying the average user is more likely to be envious of others on Facebook? Because tie it into envy, then, because that's what we're talking about.
Sure.
If that was your intention.
Yes. Well, kind of, sort of. I guess what I'm saying is that the average user is just being much more shallow. So when they're using Facebook to show off and they have nothing to show off about, like, in other words, they're just going on Facebook to make posts like, look at what I did, look at this great thing. Like, a lot of people, I think a lot of the average, like, business people, you know, people who have their friends on there, they just go online probably large part to post vacation and family photos. And if they don't have a lot of that,
or here's my new car, or something.
Yeah, here's my new car, here's my vacation that I just took, here's my kids and dog.
Sorry, Mark.
Why do people call it face crack if other people are only experiencing it in a shallow way?
Well, because it's addictive.
Is it addictive or isn't it? If it's addictive, then they're not using it in a shallow way. If it isn't, I mean, I just don't understand what Johnson's trying to say here.
Okay, I think we a different definition of shallow way. I mean, that for them might be a much heavier use. You know, in other words, posting vacation stuff and being more occasional, posting things a couple times a week. That probably is addictive.
Well, just think about it. Hold on.
Addictive to some people.
How many people are spending time posting on Facebook versus looking through other people's Facebooks and pictures and things like that?
I've got lots of normal people on my Facebook feed, and I see, you know, sometimes they'll put where they go and what they eat. And
are you envious of them?
No.
Me either.
Well, I mean, why would I be envious of anybody, though? I have a perfect life.
Well, but I think the envy problem isn't Facebook's problem, and Natural News is making it out to those. Oh, and people are posting things on Facebook, and they're envious! Well, that's people's problem for being envious of others in the first place. Facebook, if Facebook disappeared tomorrow, those people would still be envious of their friend's beautiful girlfriend, or their new car, or their, you know, beach house, or whatever it is that they wish they had for themselves.
If people posted more pictures of tractors, then I'd have more envy.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You are welcome to share your experience. And this is the live Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Learn how one woman with diabetes had neuropathy pain in her feet go away and her blood sugars come into a more healthy range. In 10 months, one woman got off Prozac after taking this one supplement. In 2 months on this same supplement, one boy's chronic constipation went away and his speech problem cleared up for the first time in his life. Learn how this one supplement is creating a multitude of unique and inspiring stories that can be heard on this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Be prepared. Stock up now. Save up to 25% on Mountain House Foods only at CampingSurvival.com. This week only, save up to 25% on the number one brand of freeze-dried foods, Mountain House. All fresh, new product, and the lowest prices ever in the history of Mountain House Foods. But hurry, sale price is good only from July 1st through July 7th at CampingSurvival.com. Call now, 800-537-1339, or go to CampingSurvival.com. Since 1956, CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live here at toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. You get to actually control the content of the site. So the stuff you see on the front page, those items, as you roll down the page, there's numbers next to those items. Those are votes. You can add your vote into the mix. Vote it up or down, however you feel about whatever the article or news item or a blog post or YouTube video. You can submit anything you want to our website, any URL of your choice. You can even submit your own text, and then people get to vote it up or down, and the most voted we'll know about, we'll maybe talk about on the air. So go to freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We've been talking about Facebook in some detail here. Naturalnews.com is suggesting that it is an addiction as profound as a methamphetamine addiction. And I've never used methamphetamine. I am not interested in that. I've never known anyone addicted to methamphetamine. Well, I guess I did know one lady at one point. But that's a pretty profound addiction. To say Facebook is at that level, maybe a bit hyperbolic.
I think that what often people will... Okay, so there'll be people that you see that appear to be addicted to Facebook, right? Like they're...
I am definitely addicted to Facebook.
No, but you'll experience them in your life. Like you're talking about an addiction that you have.
Yes.
However, what other people will do is observe other people's behavior around Facebook and the social media and their little, you know...
I'll take your word for it, because I'm too busy on Facebook to observe anyone on Facebook.
What physical symptoms of withdrawal do you experience when you are away from Facebook?
Well, I'm never away from Facebook, so even when I was banned from posting from Facebook, I was still able to use Facebook. I still had Facebook during Porkfest. I mean, if I'm busy and distracted, I'm fine, but, you know, I'll be on Facebook if I'm on the toilet. I'm constantly on Facebook.
That's actually one of the better places to be on Facebook.
I agree with you there, yeah.
The point I'm trying to make is just hang out with a teenager, and... You'll probably find that they're on their...
They're on the phone. I can't say for sure they're on Facebook.
Some of these people, who probably a person who's writing this this essay, knows a teen or a young person who they wish would pay more attention to them, who's spending too much time on Facebook. Now, I would contend, in fact, Facebook is going out the door, and that it is... Once grandma can comment on your crunk pictures, then you've got a real problem with Facebook, right?
You can just put grandma in the family group and restrict her from seeing those things.
I hear you, but you know, maybe you're, maybe not. Somebody's using it that way. What I think really the problem is that, you know, like you said, when you're busy and enjoying yourself, you don't think about Facebook. And the problem is that somebody wants their teenager to pay more attention to them, and they're just not interesting. Be more interesting.
Tell me more about this story. Is there more, Johnson?
Okay, so it asks the question, yes, but is Facebook really a mind-altering experience? Absolutely, writes Ranishak. Significantly. It is changing the physical structure of your brain's neural network, which even changes how you feel about yourself and other people, and in ways that may surprise and enlighten you.
It better surprise and enlighten me, because I understand that my brain's neural network is being changed all the time. I went out and fed the pigs this morning, and my brain's neural network changed as a result.
Did you learn something new every day?
Right. I mean, you know, experience thing. Yes, I had an emotional feeling talking to somebody on Facebook today.
Well, and that emotional feeling, he cites evidence that shows that users get a rush when they check their email, their social site homepage, and other electronic communiques like Twitter, a rush caused by the chemical dopamine, a neurotransmitter which feeds the reward-driven part of your mind.
God, it's basically terrible that we might have too much dopamine.
Basically, Facebook is to your self-worth what drinking a big gulp of Coca-Cola is to your blood sugar levels, both short and long-term, writes Redichuk. Facebook brings you up temporarily. Wow, isn't that and that and that and ooh, that interesting and shocking, stupid, funny, sad, challenging, whatever. I don't know. It was an
I'm
aside.
Confused by that.
It was an aside in parentheses. I don't know why.
Okay.
I guess they were trying to say, like, you know, what your reaction is like, wow, isn't that and that and that and ooh, that is, oh, it's interesting and shocking and stupid, funny, sad, challenging, you know, whatever. Like, that's your reaction to when you see a Facebook post or whatnot. And then it drops you like a stone almost every time you log out.
I don't have those experiences on Facebook.
No, I don't either.
You know, on Facebook, it's just a constant curiosity for me. I have a problem where I just want to see what's new, and I want to feed that. I want to feed on that,
sure.
And it's usually very disappointing to me.
Disappointing. Well, here's the thing. The conclusion, the outrageous conclusion of this article is that the longer you are on, the more self-absorbed and worthless you often feel.
I don't feel self-absorbed. I just feel like I should be doing something else,
I feel the same way about Facebook that I would feel about playing video games for a long amount of time. And yes, do you get a rush from playing, a dopamine rush from playing video games? Yes.
I should play more video games than be on Facebook.
You know what else you get a dopamine rush from?
Good drugs.
denying evidence that contradicts your political beliefs.
Hmm.
There was a study that was done that suggests that Republicans and Democrats...
So cognitive dissonance is a dopamine rush?
Yes, apparently. Well, cognitive dissonance, especially if you're... they did a study that says Republicans and Democrats, that when they see evidence that completely contradicts their political beliefs and they deny it, instead favor, you know, just make stuff up that favors their political candidates, that they get a dopamine rush for doing so.
Hmm.
And so
that's frightening.
Then that means that being a Republican or Democrat is like having a meth addiction.
So this is the thing is I think that there's a lot of valid stuff in this article, and I think there's a valid point about sort of people's relationship around Facebook and, you know, how it needs to be controlled for some and that kind of thing. I just don't like the sort of hyperbolic nature of this.
Sure.
Dropping the term meth.
But, I mean, if we were going to be hyperbolic about this, we'd say that, you know, that obviously Republicans and Democrats are, you know, that they're addicted to government. Obviously that they have a dependency problem, and that's why they're out celebrating today.
Well,
they're celebrating their favorite addiction.
And this dopamine
rush on the government.
And this dopamine rush that people are getting by supporting their political party, even or whatever their viewpoint, even in the face of evidence against whatever their viewpoint might be, is I think an example of I forget where I was going to go with that point. So moving on.
Sorry, you know, I just had a thought occur to me just here is that I'm very surprised that, you know, I'm not hearing any kind of like shaking of your studio right now.
Why would that be happening?
Because it is Dependence Day, and why are what?
Oh,
are
no, they
so
set off the fireworks last night.
What?
I don't know why they do it like this. In Keene, New Hampshire, they set off the fireworks on July 3rd.
Are they confused?
I don't know.
I met a lot of the bureaucrats here, and I know that some of them are fairly confused, and I'm just wondering if they just don't, you know, like...
I don't know.
In my town, they do it all week long. The town doesn't actually have fireworks, but the people around, since fireworks are legal here... What's that?
I heard it sucked last night.
I saw a few bursts going home.
I can imagine they would have been doing it that late. At the baseball field?
I'm also surprised. Aren't there also private fireworks shows, or is it legally?
Probably. I don't know. There was one actually in a nearby town, but they canceled it last year because somebody called it a bomb threat. And I guess it has been canceled since then.
It's just strange. You know, you mentioned at the beginning of the show that I came up from Connecticut, you know, after a stint in Connecticut. And in Connecticut, it's just like anywhere you are from, like, right after sundown till like, 10 p.m., it's just like, it sounds like you're in a war zone, you know? It's just constant. And so I'm just surprised that I don't hear anything here.
So I think I remember what I was going to say about people and their political viewpoints. It's that team mentality, right? So people get a rush their team wins. Oh, we won the game. Well, that was a great final kick. We won. And, you know, everybody has this viewpoint that is into sports that they are on their team. And so therefore they share in that exhilaration. And they also share in, you know, whatever down feeling they would have
if
they lose.
That's why so many people refer to their team as we won.
Right. Right, so there's a similar thing going on with politics, right? So if the team is under attack, they've got to steel themselves against the attack, and they must stop the offensive so they can turn it around and take the ball into the end zone and get their laws passed and enforce their things on other people. And then when their candidates win, it's that elation. And so, yeah, I can see that the dopamine analogy there. That makes sense.
So do you think then that is potentially somewhat true? I mean, you specifically say that you're addicted to Facebook. Do you think that that's true of Facebook?
That I'm getting a dopamine rush from it?
Yeah.
No, I don't feel that. No. I don't feel like I'm particularly rewarded by visiting Facebook. In fact, more often than not, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in what I go and see on Facebook because I'm there all the time, so I'm not
what
seeing
about
anything
when
that
you
fresh.
You actively share something on Facebook, and then when you see somebody liking something.
I actually hate that I see likes on Facebook. I was actively searching Google today because I posted something to Facebook because I was on there a lot today after the 4th, the Independence Day events that I had attended, and some people were liking on the posts, and I went and I clicked on my notifications, and there was like 12 notifications, and 12 out of 12 were a bunch of likes.
Right.
I just don't care. I'm glad people like the things that I appreciate that right. People like the things I post, but I don't need to know about every time somebody hits the like button.
Right.
There's no way to stop it. You can turn off comments and likes from certain groups of people that you have, but I am interested in seeing people's comments,
right.
So I don't want to turn off comments and likes. I just want to turn off likes. They won't let me do that. So it's one of the most frustrating things about it. As I say, love, hate. Hour 3 is on the way. Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the Fed think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key. Access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.